All right, good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order. My name is Councilmember Wayman Furman. I'll be chairing this Coachella Valley Power Agency meeting today. And can I get a roll call, please?
City of Indio?
Present.
City of La Quinta?
Present.
County of Riverside?
Present.
Chair, you have a quorum.
All right, thank you. If I could have us all please stand for the pledge of the flag. Please place your right hand over your heart. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for where we stand, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So we'll move on to the next item, which is agenda modifications, if any. Do we have any modifications?
Yeah, I do. And I also want to note for those that may not know how the revolving doors of alternates work sometimes, that Grace Garner, who represents the city of Palm Springs oftentimes also as a city council person, also works for Supervisor Perez. And Supervisor Perez is currently sitting in jury duty and desperately wishes to be here, but he can't be. So council member and Grace Garner on his staff is here to represent him and the county. Additionally, agenda modifications, I do want to note we are pulling and recommending pulling item 8B, the funding for CVPA's electrical infrastructure needs. This related to a development impact fee. I know we had at least one speaker in the public who still would like to speak to that item. And we do intend on pulling, if the board concurs, pulling it and working with our colleagues at IID on potentially a future agenda item related to this.
Absolutely.
All right.
So
we recommend pulling item 8B. In terms of agenda modifications, the other modification, we've made a last minute change, literally, right, Emmanuel, to the resolution related to item 8A, again, in response to some questions and comments we received from IID, and Emmanuel will present that to all of you and to the public under that agenda item. That's it for now.
That sounds good. So what we will do is move the public comments on agenda items. I know we do have some public comments. None.
Total. Yeah. So first two. So
we'll go for the first one, which is on item 8A, Mr. Donald Ziegler. You got 3 minutes, Mr. Ziegler.
That's right. I just have some comments regarding item 8A. First, I thought your last meeting, listened to it on the tape, and you got a lot done. The two comments that were made during that meeting stood out to me. I know IID presented a list of projects that they're working on, and a lot of those involve new substations that are in the plans. And in that presentation, the IID presenter said, IID was mainly in the business of transmission of electricity. He said, and I quote, most of our job is moving electrons. We have plenty available. Actually, there's enough electrons falling on this building right now to provide all the electricity we need for it. There's a gigantic fusion power plant right over our heads, sending power to us 12 hours a day, all for free. All we need to do is collect those electrons and store them. We don't have to move them anywhere. So as you look to the future, please consider alternatives to wires and expensive substations as you plan for how we get electricity over the next 50 years or more. There's better ways to do it. Also, Mayor Evans, you commented that for the CVPA to initiate new projects for generation of electricity, it looked like IID was still in charge. As you look to the future, microgrids, virtual power plants, I hope the CVPA will have a way to require IID to seriously consider new and more reliable and affordable ways to provide electricity. I'm saying this in support of the resolution before you that says CVPA supports the establishment of a 20% contribution policy by the IID to for eligible energy infrastructure projects in the IID service area. I hope that La Quinta and Indio and others who join the CVPA will utilize this funding to study and finally implement cost-effective and reliable alternative ways to generate and deliver electricity to your cities that utilize microgrids and virtual power plant technologies and take advantage of all the solar power that we have available to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lieber. Next comment is from Crystal Otworth.
Good afternoon, board members. My name is Crystal Otworth, and I'm a policy advocate with Leadership Council. I'm here today to speak on item 8B, which I know is full, but I'll still provide the comments. Every day, we speak with families who endure rising energy costs and dangerous service interruptions, especially during times of extreme heat because of outdated infrastructure. For community members, including families with young children, the elderly, those relying on electrical medical equipment, and mobile home park residents with poor weatherization and poor electrical infrastructure, a power outage is not just an inconvenience. It is quite literally a matter of life and death. It's clear that a key goal is to build new capacity for future growth. However, we are concerned that this focus could overlook the critical need to repair the existing dilapidated distribution system across the Coachella Valley. We urge you to develop a comprehensive scope of work that includes the identification of aging utility poles that are at or beyond their lifespan, and to identify the extent of faulty infrastructure within mobile home parks that leave households in the dark even when grid capacity exists. The urgency of this was made clear just this morning. IID has called a special meeting to declare a local emergency after a powerful storm damaged 134 power poles, cutting off power to approximately 6,970 ratepayers in Imperial County. We have seen this same story here in the Coachella Valley, notably in North Shore in 2021 and Thermal in 2023, both of which resulted in multi-day outages. We cannot predict the next storm, but we can predict that failing infrastructure will fail again. So we urge CVPA to take the steps necessary today to ensure that the resulting study is scoped not just for growth, but for resilience. And finally, we appreciate the proposed inclusion of community engagement in the study process. For this effort to be successful and transparent, we urge that these opportunities be designed for continuous dialogue, which includes allowing for community feedback on electrical needs, the proactive sharing of the study's results, the purpose of the impact fee, and projects identified. We also ask that opportunities be accessible, Spanish translation, meetings held after 5 p.m., and locating them within the affected communities. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any online requests to speak?
No, Chair, but I did want to draw attention to the letter as well that is included. Public comment from IID,
which is the
general
the email. Okay, yes.
And there's copies available outside.
Yeah. All right, so we'll move on to board member and executive director comments.
Maybe just an administrative one, if you all don't mind. Thank you, Jim Barrett, CVWD, for hosting us, and you might be here for a little while as our new meeting space in Palm Desert City Hall area is built along with a library. And to remind folks that haven't been here before that there are microphones in the ceiling. So either wear an aluminum foil hat or be careful about whispering to those next to you because it could get picked up. For those of us up here, maybe speak a little louder than you otherwise would because we are broadcasting. With that, no other comments unless Erica reminds me of something I missed. Erica, good? All right.
And I promise to speak up a little louder. Okay. Do we have any further comments, Mayor? No? I'll just add one comment. Thank you to everyone who's joining us. And I want to also extend the communication outside of the meeting. If there's questions and concerns that you have for myself as a chair or another board member, feel free to contact us outside of the meeting as well. We're scheduling these meetings, but this is an ongoing process and we're always in communication with IID and our neighboring city. So we enjoy the engagement and we welcome it because, we've come a long way and we're making some good progress. our relationship with Imperial Irrigation has strengthened, and we want to continue to move that forward. And it's all done with communication and collaboration. So if there's any time you want to communicate with us, feel free to do so. So I thank you for your comments. And so now we'll move on to item number 7, which is consent calendar. And I will ask if anyone would like to pull anything or questions or comments. If not, I will entertain a motion.
Quinta moves approval.
A second.
I have a first from Quinta and a second from County Riverside. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Abstentions? Consent calendar passes. So we'll move to item 7.1. There were no items held from the consent calendar. So move to item number 8, which is IID funding for Coachella Valley electrical infrastructure needs, and that will be handled by Mr. Martinez.
Good afternoon, Honorable Chair, members of the committee. This item relates to a resolution before you, but I'll preface by providing you some little bit of context here. As you all are aware, one of the main objectives of the CVPA is to address the electrical infrastructure needs here. So upgrading substations, and IID's reported in the past on some of that work. Increasing the resiliency of the grid and making sure that that's addressed in the work CVPA does as well. And making sure there's money to do that. And that's one of the important elements. And I think one of the biggest challenges is ensuring that there's sufficient and adequate resources necessary to facilitate the needs of the Coachella Valley. We've had a lot of growth here, driven by large industrial commercial projects, significant residential projects in North Indio and throughout the Coachella Valley, North Palm Desert, City of Coachella, other areas, and downtown Indio experiencing a lot of growth there as well. Sorry about that. Downtown Coachella. In an effort to address some of the funding needs here in the Coachella Valley for substations and related electrical distribution infrastructure needs, the IID has been working very, very closely, and we just want to acknowledge their work with our member agencies or agencies for CVAG, City of Palm Desert, County Riverside, Rancho Mirage, Berger Foundation, other stakeholders out in that part, working very closely with Indio and Indio's IEFA, Indio Electric Finance Authority, on their substation upgrades and other projects they have there to increase capacity and meet the needs. And also in the City of La Quinta, Marshall Substation, we've heard of Avenue 52 feeder upgrades a couple meetings ago. And so we just want to acknowledge that that's a very positive work. And we look forward to all the hands being on deck, making sure these projects move forward. But as part of CVPA's role in continuing the coordination with IID, we recently met with IID's general manager, and we learned of regulation policy update that would help to delineate what projects IID would invest in and what percentage. And there is some discussions that there's for eligible projects that there could be up to 20% IID contribution, obviously given a thorough evaluation and assessment of what those components and the overall benefit to the IID system that project could bring. And up to a 20% policy is very important. It can offset some of the costs, increase certainty for other third-party private stakeholders that want to come in and do a public-private partnership on some of these projects. And ultimately, at the end of the day, it's in a very important piece of the puzzle to make sure that these projects are feasible. So with that, we have a very simple, straightforward resolution to authorize the executive director to work with IID on a policy that will delineate up to a 20% IID contribution for eligible projects that bring an overall benefit to the IID system. I do just want to note that the resolution that's in your agenda packet today did get modified to align with some of the comments that we heard from IID in the letter that was sent to you. And that was mainly making sure that should this policy move forward, that the benefit accrue overall to the IID system, and that there's also going to be an assessment to make sure that these projects are eligible for such policy. So the policy is still under draft. At some point, we will have an opportunity to review it and share comments back with IID and work very closely on coordinating participation and hopefully mutual agreement on the final adoption of that policy. But we think it's a very important critical element, and also to work with IID on potential applicability of that policy to IEFA for their projects as well. So a lot of discussion to be had around this policy, but just want to bring that forward, and we're seeking authorization for staff and executive director to work with IID on such 20% policy. With those nuances, there is a red line document that was distributed to you all. And so should the board move forward, we ask that you move forward with the amended policy that's before you today. So with that, happy to take any questions. We also have
Tom. Just to point out the obvious to most of us, we have the general manager of IID here, Jamie Asbury, again, who provided comments. I know, Jamie, I don't know if you've had a chance to look at the red line or not. Hopefully we've responded to most, if not all, of your comments. And I'm sure the board chair would welcome a chance for you to speak if you wanted to. So, yeah.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, and thank you very much for addressing IED's concerns. So this is not a policy adopted by the IED board. This is an energy regulation that will apply to new construction like line extensions and other things only. This is specific to substations. And we feel like it's kind of the key component that's been missing for a period of time. So we've been working on it actually for a very long time. I had a discussion with the City of Indio. We have bilateral contracts with them that will require amendment. We met with the county this morning on Cook Street, and we made clear that IED had already taken the CEQA lead agency role in that, and we've started the environmental process. So how IED contributes that 20% will be dependent sort of on the specific needs of each project. But we did want to make sure that we had skin in the game, that there was a collaborative and cooperative partnership with everyone, whether it be by contract, whether it be by regulation through our CSP process. So we wanted to make sure the IED was a willing and you know, we wanted to demonstrate that commitment. I thank you very much to the CVPA staff for addressing our concerns, because I want to make sure that we're not overstating and that we're not allowing for misunderstanding in the development community that I'm here with my check, where's your 20% IED, because it's going to apply to projects that benefit existing customers, you know, and the system writ large, not just I have a line extension and where's my 20% for that. So it is based on engineering assessment, and it is based on the ability for new infrastructure to provide that resiliency and some redundancy and to take stress off of other places. So thank you. We're looking forward to this and it being implemented, and happy to answer any questions that you have.
Thank you, Ms. Asbury, for that. And also thank you, Emmanuel, for the presentation, and the CVPA staff. We're working with IED and that collaborative spirit to get to where we're at. So it's great to hear that we're in agreement in that so far. And just to reiterate, this says it's up to 20%, correct? It doesn't specifically say, so that would be on the basis of that. So we appreciate that. Do we have any comments?
Yeah, a couple questions. So if maybe Jamie can come back, just in the fact that the staff report and the resolution emphasizes it being a potential policy with IED, but you're indicating it's a regulation.
It was never intended to be a policy. It's a regulation. The board has delegated that authority to the general manager for the regulation. That's a very good question. So the regulation will exist, but we still have to take projects that exceed my threshold of $5 million back to the IED board. So when we do that, it will contain a line item that says, so they're blessing this, but it is not a policy. I don't know how you apply a policy system wide.
Well, and that's my concern, is because it's mentioned how we're supporting your policy.
And we're
supporting establishment of a formal policy for you to contribute. So how do we rephrase that?
We could modify the resolution referencing the regulation even by name if the board makes a recommendation to do so.
And that would, we would, tomato, tomato, I understood what you meant and I appreciate that. And if we want to name it out by ID's regulation 24 as it applies to substations, happy to do that. We'll work with CBPA in whatever manner to get that where we need it.
I just, in the spirit of transparency, when somebody says, can I see that policy that they approved, and there won't be one, it'll be referencing whatever regulation relates to that. Correct. And then this is only substations.
So line extensions, when you have to build a long feeder, already contains a cost recovery mechanism. So that is, it, when you provide a contribution in aid of construction, you're entitled to reimbursement from third-party movers for a period of time. If you have to spend $7 million on something, we feel like people that benefit from that should not be free riders. And we're just trying to get sort of the same cost causation principles to the substation. It's just a lot, it's a bigger lift.
Right. And there's just a couple of references that indicate that it needs to be a benefit the overall IID electric system. When would it not benefit the entire IID electric system? If you can give it a couple examples of where it benefits, where it doesn't benefit.
Sure. So
based on what you know about our area here.
Cook Street substation is going to go in at Thousand Palms. That's going to offload capacity. It will absorb electrons elsewhere, which makes them less loaded, right? So when there's an outage, can backfeed, and we can cover all of that because this new infrastructure exists. It allows for that resiliency. I think if we built, and I don't want to get in trouble, built something way out in the middle of nowhere and someone said, where's my cost share? You're not really benefiting the system. It really is specific to the project that drove the need for it. So that those 90% of the time, it'll be, it may not be 20%, but there'll be some share that we can say electrically it offloads 5% or 10% or whatever. So it'll be based on engineering assessments and then signed off through sort of those layers of management at IAD.
And then, if I may, the timing of the regulation implementation?
Well, once I adopt it, it's, that's it. So I just need it. I just want to make sure that I asked CVAG to look at it. And I said, would you please tell me, is it a little heavy handed? Is an ID sole discretion in there one too many times? And so I asked them to be sort of my reasonable man standard, reasonable person standard, if you will. And so I think that I'm expecting comments back from them and I'd like to adopt that, but we take it through a really rigorous stakeholder process. DVBA will see it, BIA will see it, Imperial County, CoLab, all of sort of those stakeholder processes. It'll be vetted through your city managers and your development staff so that they can weigh in on it as well. We'll do our best to take input and tweak it to make it palatable, but I sort of, the spirit and intent was that the IED also contribute where there's benefit to its existing customer base, that customer base should be bearing a portion of that cost.
And my last question, and no offense to the chairman, the retroactive application for City of Indio, obviously they've implemented a couple surcharges. They're garnering those funds. They're ordered, purchased, received substations. They're going to be able to apply under this new regulation, not policy, to potentially get something else up to 20% on projects that are already in tow.
So no, those are contracts, right? So those will be modifications to the existing contracts. And it may not apply to all of it, but we'll be working, our staff will be working with Indio. And I've talked to Brian Montgomery about the fact that the IED intends to help with this. You're benefiting the system writ large. So we think that there should be a benefit to the City of Indio. That'll just require modification of the contracts.
Okay. And that only does modification of contracts for cost sharing relative to CVPA membership? And will you have to do that for other members?
Cook Street probably will have some sort of, I don't know what it's going to look like because it's still so new. The documents are still in draft and we're taking input. I don't know what that's going to look like in terms of verbiage, but we did commit and we've already commenced, right? The CEQA lead agency doing the environmental on that. So those dollars are sort of on the IID side of the column, if you will. So when the overall environmental is embedded in your overall project cost, so those will be extracted out and you'll be able to see where IID, you know, cost and low, what we contributed to that overall cost on Cook Street. The other ones, I think we'll just see what the need of the individual development is and then IID will step into that.
Thank you.
And no offense taken, because I was reading that red line as well, and it's in there. It says benefit the overall IAD electrical system. So yeah. Actually, thank you for asking that question. Only question I have is,
if I could, I would.
Yeah. The question I have, I think you covered it, but I just want to make sure this is our policy. Is this something you have to take back to your board, or you have authorization? Okay.
We're delegated that authority.
Okay. No. Okay. Thank you. That's the only question I had from there.
Thank you all.
Ms. Garner, did you have any questions or comments or from the county? Okay.
So I guess with that, may I attempt?
Sure.
To make a motion to adopt resolution 2025-02 as amended, and with the ability for the executive director and shared staff and IID to modify the verbiage of policy to match what the process will actually entail.
Great job.
Ish.
We'll take it. I have a motion by Mayor Evans and a second by Councilmember Gardner. Could I get all in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Any abstentions? Motion passes. Great. Great work. Thank you. So, getting ahead of myself. So we'll move to item B, and that is also the menu, correct?
That's the one we pulled.
Okay, so we,
yeah.
Okay, so we'll move to item number 9.
Again, just information items, and then on item 10, I think you do have.
And I have one more public
speaker conference. Most of you know well.
Yes. And this, so Mr. Philip Bencourt has a public comment on a non-agenda item. Non-agenda item. Welcome, Mr. Bencourt. Good to see you again.
Mr. Chair, it's great to see you again, and I am honored to be here in this new iteration. I consider myself, in the work that I've done, a peacemaker. I've been president of 5 different homeowner associations, been with the Navy. I want to have 2 aspirations to share with you. One, I hope we can find common ground with the city of Coachella and welcome Coachella to this family of entities. Secondly, I hope we can maintain some sort of a wholesome, even at distance, relationship with our tribal representatives. They're a very important part of the civic life of this county and this area. This was an unusually close relationship that developed. They're still there, we're still here, and I don't know if it's an ad hoc committee or what it takes, but let's keep the friendships and the fellowships and the kinships that emerged in our earlier group. We still have important business to do in power, and it's going to take a big family to get it done. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Bencourt. Do we have any other comments on agenda?
No, Chair.
No? Okay. So we'll move on to item 11, which is announcements. The next meeting for the Toledo Valley Power Agency Board of Directors will be on Monday, December 1st. It will be located here. And before we adjourn, I'd like to thank everyone for their comments, and a special thank you to IID. Thank you to their city managers and our county representatives who've been working behind the scenes to get us here. We've made a lot of process, and it won't be done without them working behind the scenes, and also our community for believing and trusting in us. This is a great step forward in securing a reliable electric infrastructure in our valley. And I won't step outside of my bounds of speaking, but the door is always open for our tribal partners in the city of Coachella to walk next to us in this journey and securing our future of electricity in the Coachella Valley. So if there's no other comments, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
We can join.